Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evacuation orders are in effect for about 2.5 million people in Florida. Many have left their homes and even the state itself, but not everyone. Some people are staying with plans to ride it out or leave later if it gets really bad where they are. With us now is Adam Feldman. He lives just north of Tampa, staying home at least for now, and he also happens to be related to me. So, Adam, how are you? And my other question is, I understand your dad has decided to evacuate. You stayed, so of the two of you, who's the smarter?
Well, I guess that's going to depend on the way the wind blows, Charles. No, I think that we'll be all right. I'm fine. Thanks for asking. The rain's starting to pick up, but there was that cone of uncertainty that my immediate area was outside of, and these things tend to track a little south. I've been kind of like an amateur meteorologist, having lived here since 92, and just intently watching it, and decided that at a time where it was going to be a question mark as to whether to leave or not, the outbound roads were so congested that I decided I had already done the prep work needed to hunker down, and I was going to do just that.
Yeah, I wanted to know, on the street there, is it like just you in the house or just some of the neighbors staying too? How many people did get out of the area?
I don't know if it's just kind of becoming accustomed to these storms coming. Like maybe if I was in California and I had a 2.3 Richter earthquake, I would be going nuts and everybody else would be looking at me like I was
I didn't
overreacting.
Feel it. Yeah.
But here it's I don't think a single person on the street so much as boarded up. I know that I have a brand new roof. I have kind of like a safety thing on the windows, and I also stocked up on supplies. So I figured I was better served. As I say this, the power's flickering in the house, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because something like 500,000 people throughout the western part of Florida are without electricity. Some in Tampa where you are, but you've had power up until now at least.
Yep, I've maintained power. Really, it's all the coastal communities. I'm just inland enough, and I don't have I have a lake behind me, but it's not a river, so it's not fed into some more larger body of water. And as a result of which, there's no real storm surge. And I think that's what's really taken out a lot of the electricity.
Now, is leaving still on your mind if it does get really bad? And then you're always playing the game of like, okay, well, do I have time to go now or is it too late?
I think at a certain point it becomes too late. After the winds get to a certain level in Florida, they stop sending out first responders and they won't send them back out again until after the wind has lessened. So after a certain point, if I was going to leave, I would have left at 6 o'clock this morning. After that, it's better to hunker down.
How many hurricanes have you been through?
Oh, countless. I think when I first moved here in 92, there was Andrew. Big ones were Charlie, which looked like it was going to pass through this way. Wilma, Francis, Katrina went through Florida before it went to New Orleans. I mean, in high school, I used to take an all-wheel drive vehicle out and a camera with a couple friends and go out to the beaches as the storms were coming in. I'm not doing that anymore, but I've always had a fascination with the storms.
And when you say, you know, you got ready, what do you have and how long are you prepared to go, you know, without those lights on if they keep flickering and then go off?
Well, a bunch of candles. You turn the air conditioning down really low, so you get a couple extra minutes of it being cool in the house if you do lose power. You fill up the bathtub with water so you have something to flush or wash things with if you absolutely needed to. Lots of jugs of water, canned foods, and then moving all the kind of what would be flying debris and lawn furniture inside the house or into a place that's safe.
I mentioned at the outset that your mom and dad decided to flee. Why did they decide to do that? What was the discussion like? Do you know?
Well, I know that there's even 30 minutes closer via car to the beach than I am makes a significant difference with the result of like the wind. They also have a preserve in their backyard, and there was a risk of, you know, trees falling and the water level rising from the preserve. And also, they have access to a place in North Carolina. So if you can head for Z Hills, then I guess, I could have gone with them. But actually, I couldn't have left until about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, just making sure all the things at work were properly secured, all the things that could get flooded would move off the bottom row of the bottom racks of things. But by the time I was going to leave, all the major roads to leave were parking lots. And I thought I was prepared enough, and the storm was tracking further south. So, the cool thing about hurricanes being that 5-6 days out, we knew generally it was going to go to the western side of Florida. It was going to hit somewhere between Fort Myers, Naples, and all the way north to about an hour north of me. And so everybody was kind of put on guard. And about 5-6 days ago, they declared a state of emergency. So they fixed the price of certain goods, and you don't have to worry about the water or the gas shooting up to a crazy exorbitant amount of money. And it just, it seems like it's been well executed thus far.
You going to check on him? Family and all, Charles?
Yeah, well, say hi to your mom and dad. Send my regards. Stay safe.
Absolutely will. And I'll check in on the interwebs as soon as there's power to do so.
All right, there okay. He goes. Adam Feldman lives just north of Tampa.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.